Hello and welcome. My name is Kristen Sweeting Morelli. I am your hostess for your Queen Training. This is a free training series and this is video number one, and we are live here from my home office. The first thing I want to talk to you about is telling hard truths, and most of us don't tell a lot of the hard truths that we need to tell. And the reason that I made this training number one in terms of becoming a queen, because it was like I was a queen in certain areas of my life. And then I wouldn't tell the truth about other areas. And I'm talking about like the pure, unadulterated truth, including the horrors from which I came as a child. I used to hide that in secret. And all the things that I wouldn't tell the truth about, they hurt me. And they would continue to hurt me because I would repeat the patterns because I was unconscious to them. See, if you won't turn around and look at it and get conscious to it, you'll be unconscious and then you'll just continue to perpetuate the patterns in your life. So if you're looking for an up level, if you're looking to heal from pain, if you're looking to go in a new direction, then be willing to tell hard truths. And you know that old adage, right? The truth shall set you free. And I love Gloria Steinem's take on that. And yeah, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. So if you get a little pissed off here, that's okay. But just be willing to breathe and consider what I'm saying to you. And some of it may be things that you already know, and that's fine too. But let's get to truth number one. So truth number one is that the world is not actually working for you as a woman. And in many ways, it's working against you. And some of you are gonna wanna just throw that out because it's a negative thought. And telling the truth is not negative, it's positive. You just gotta say it, say the real thing, let the energy move through your body, and then decide to up-level in your life. And as a very successful woman, I've needed to do this over and over and over. So let's talk about the patriarchal soup that you're living in, that I'm living in. One thing we need to just admit that I think we don't do on a regular basis is this world is extremely dangerous for women and for girls. And I wanna point to a couple of sort of harrowing statistics about it. Just in the United States alone, 1 in 3 women will be raped, stalked, or physically beaten by her intimate partner. To be exact, 35.6%. Take that in for a moment. 35.6%. If you're a mother, this should impact you. 35.6%. It's incredible. Now I want to talk to you about the slave trade. There are 27 to 30 million people enslaved, according to the United Nations, around the world. And you want to know the percentage of those that are women and girls? Over 80%. Do the math on that for a moment. And it might bring a little pang to your heart. Maybe a feeling of powerlessness. But we must be willing to say the truth and face it. These other truths are ones that took me really honestly decades to admit because I was used to, you know, there's an obstacle, I go over it, I go under it, I go around it, I find a way to succeed. That's what a lot of successful women do. But let's start to tell some truths. Women are significantly less happy today than they were at the beginning of the feminist movement. We're more educated, we make more money, we are burdening less of the load at home while we're still burdening 2 times of our partners, according to the statistics. But we're less happy than ever. We have more choices. We have more freedoms. We have more rights. But we're less happy than we were 50 years ago. And I think I know the reason to that. That's what this entire training is about, and I'll share that with you. So now what I want to talk to you about is just the little microaggressions, the micro tears and cuts that you experience as a woman when you go to the doctor for your health issues and they have no idea what's wrong with you, and sometimes they think it's in your head. And if you're a woman of color, sometimes it's even worse for you. Think about the ways that you are marketed to relentlessly, trying to get you to feel insecure or preying on your insecurities to have you part with God only knows how many thousands or tens of thousands of dollars every single year. Just think about that for a moment. Or if you've been a woman who worked in corporate America, you know what it's like to work with men, particularly white men, and their level of entitlement to a seat at the table. They're not exactly stepping aside, for the most part, and saying, come on, do your thing. For the most part, we live in a world that doesn't even understand women's biology, hormones, and the particular sensitivities that come with having a female brain. It's changing, but it still affects you nonetheless. So that's truth number one, that we live in a patriarchal world that is actually fighting against you. But here's the good news. You can totally leapfrog that once you're willing to tell the truth about it. Truth number two, the feminist movement hurt you more than you're probably willing to admit. And I know that I'm treading in territory that is really objectionable to a lot of women. The feminist movement served me in huge ways, but if I'm not willing to tell the truth about it, then I can't take the feminist movement to the next level. So let me give you an example. The basis of the feminist movement was to reward you, and continues to be, to reward you and to give you accolades for your accomplishments, for your doing. Your doingness is your masculine energy at work, not your feminine energy at work. So let's talk about that for a second. The masculine in you, there's masculine and feminine energies in both men and women. It just happens to be, as an estrogen-based body, as an estrogen-based brain, you happen to lean more as your primary being feminine. But the feminist movement wasn't about the feminine at all. It was about getting your ass out to work, making money, hustling in order to bring yourself up in this world. And that wasn't horrible. It's just that it never took a moment to actually honor your feminine, at least not from what I could tell. To honor your receptivity, to honor perhaps your need for less input and for life to slow down just a little bit, to honor your turn on, to honor the way that you uniquely create. If you're constantly getting things done, you can't honor your feminine because you're mostly honoring your masculine. You see, what I've seen happen in popular culture is for decades now, there has been an attack on masculine energy, which is in a male body, which is their primary, and feminine energy in a female body, which is her primary. It's like we don't trust each other to be in our power. A man in his masculine, just grounded, focused, driven, with his secondary turned on, his heart open, is an exquisite man. And a woman, receptive, soft, open, with an ability to speak clearly and to get shit done, she's amazing. Oh, and then add her turn on to it? It's nothing quite like it. But we don't honor that. The feminist movement has not honored that. We have feminized our men and we have masculinized our women. And it is time we tell the truth about that. Because when you are in your secondary energy too long, it will deplete you. And I want you to know that. But if you come back to your primary and you cultivate it, now we're talking about you being a powerhouse woman. Now you can go get all those results and it's sustainable and you don't need the, you know, this and the that to kind of prop you up, or you don't need to screw up your hormones. Now you're a powerful woman. So that's truth number two. As an extension of truth number two, truth number three is actually your masculine ability to produce results, your purpose, will never be your greatest gift to this world. And I know that for some of you, you're gagging on my words. But if you'll just consider what I'm saying, you'll find it to be true. There is a subgroup of the world that producing results and being in their masculine is their superpower, and that's men. And when you live as a queen, you learn how to speak the language of men so that you can leverage those incredible abilities. You can lead as a queen in your relationships, in your work, in your parenting. It is a radical paradigm shift. But you have to be willing to what we call step off the masculine plate and begin to find value and worth in your superpowers, which is your feminine. And I'll actually teach you about the three power centers, their spiritual power centers, inside of female bodies. They are unique to you. And when you master those energy centers, I'm going to do it as a bonus live. So I think I want to close up truth number three with, if you have any notion that it's not important, your relationships with the men and boys in this world, you're wrong. That is not a high-level thought. That is a low-level thought. When you learn to communicate and have boundaries and inspire them to act on your behalf, now you have the keys to the queendom. But in order to do that, you've got some learning and some unlearning to do. So that's what we're going to do in video number two. We're going to start to talk about our relationship with men and boys. It's half the planet. We got to figure it out, and we can, and I have over the years. And I'm so grateful because I am raising a man, a young boy who turned into a man over the last 10 years. And if I hadn't learned these, his life would have been set on a completely different trajectory. So here's your mini homework assignment. This is how to make this learning really land. You've got to do some reflection. Anything that you've reacted to, or you have like a little like aho, you know, a little truth coming through or something like that, just take a moment and write it down below. I'll be responding to you. But I want to hear what landed for you. What are you like rejecting wholly at this point? What are you barely open to? And start to tell the truth about your own relationships. Have you been in masculine all the time? Have you been needing to be in control and providing the direction and all of that in your relationships? Are you in touch with your feminine? I want to hear from you below in the comments. And then I will see you in video number two, where we begin the path of mastering our relationships with men and boys, the other half of the planet.